how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Yes, indeed, we are on, as we usually are, every weeknight from 9 to 11 Central Time. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good to be back live and in color, as they say. And I feel like that flea or fly in a nudist colony. I know what I need to do, but I don't know where to begin. So there's so much meat out there. There's so much to talk about. And I think that I am going to concentrate for a little bit with you tonight on engineering war in Iran, because that is where the United States is going next. Absolutely. And some Russian experts are saying Iran will be attacked in the beginning of April, which is very close, isn't it? Others are saying the end of April, and some are saying as late maybe as May. But they're all agreeing that we are going to attack Iran. Oh, no, I forget. No, Iran always does the bad stuff, right? Just like Iraq, just like Osama, 9/11, just like the Japanese at Pearl Harbor, and so on and so forth. Well, when I come back after the break, I'll read to you what is being said, first of all, by some Russian military experts who think that planning for an American military attack on Iran went beyond the point of no return on February 20th. Why? Well, I'll tell you what they say when we return from our break. And you know the numbers. I'll take calls along the way, but not right away. You're going to have to sit down and wait, because there is so much to say and not enough time in which to say it. My number, of course, is 800-313-9443, and we will entertain your phone calls along the way. Also, in this week's New American, that is the lead story, the front page cover, and I certainly don't, you know, I don't buy into everything the New American says, that's for sure, but they do have some very good wax with which to make your candle. So, I wouldn't dismiss it entirely. And Mr. Bill Jasper has an interesting column on that very title, Engineering War in Iran. And he says the pieces are being set for a preemptive attack on Iran, which would lead to disastrous consequences for the United States at home and abroad. No kidding. Isn't that what this whole New World Order is all about, bringing down nationalism, bringing down nations, and particularly bringing down these United States of America? That is what it is all about. And I'll begin when we return on Uncensored Radio Free America with yours truly, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I'm back, and I'd like to refer to this article which has appeared as of March 19th. Just about a week or so ago in RIA Novosti, the Soviet propaganda or news agency, whichever you want to refer to it as. I keep saying Soviet because, you see, I don't believe the Soviet Union is non-existent. I do believe it is still the Soviet Union. But if you prefer, I will use the word Russian, okay? That's okay with me. We'll use the word Russian, if you wish. RIA Novosti. And here's what we're told. Russian military experts think that planning for an American military attack on Iran went beyond the point of no return on February 20th, when the director of the AIEA, Mohammed El Baradi, admitted in his report the inability of the agency to confirm the peaceful character of the Iranian nuclear program. According to the Russian weekly Argomonthly Nedole, a military action will happen during the first week of April before Catholic and Orthodox Easter this year, celebrated on the 8th of April, when Western opinion makers will be on vacation. It is also possible that Iran could be attacked on Friday, April 6th, a holiday in Muslim countries. The American operation calls for a strike of a single day, which will last from 4 a.m. until 4 p.m. The code name is Operation Bite, B-I-T-E. About 20 Iranian installations would be attacked, among them uranium enrichment centrifuges and research laboratories, but the first block of the nuclear reactor of Bushehr will not be affected. However, the Americans will neutralize the DCA, which will destroy several Iranian military installations along the Gulf and key military command bases. These measures would be designed to deprive, that is to deprive indeed, Tehran of any ability to respond. Iran had been planning in the event of an attack, to sink several tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, is what we're told. The idea of cutting off international oil supply lines and to strike Israel with missiles. The analysts affirm that the American military strikes will be launched from the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, from which long-range B-52 bombers armed with cruise missiles will take out, will take off from. Military strikes will also be launched from the American aircraft carriers that are deployed in the Persian Gulf from the Mediterranean Sixth Fleet. Cruise missiles will also be fired from submarines concentrated in the Pacific and along the Arabian coast. The result of the attack, we're told, would be to set the Iranian nuclear program back several weeks. In private conversations, American generals imagine that the deployment of American anti-missile defense systems in Europe can be delayed longer. Another foreseen consequence of the attack, petroleum prices would take off and reach $75 to $80 per barrel for a prolonged period. Meanwhile, the new UN resolution on Iran, which has been adopted by the five permanent members of the Security Council and by Germany, would be voted on by the Security Council as soon as this week, as you know. The text of the agreement provides for sanctions directed at 10 Iranian public organizations and 3 enterprises connected to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the elite unit under the direct command of the spiritual leader of the Islamic Republic, and that is the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Sanctions are also planned against 15 individuals, 8 directors in positions of authority in state corporations, and 7 key figures in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. All right. That, of course, is translated from the Russian language into English by Mr. George Waterston. All right. So that is what one report is saying. A more extensive article appears in this week's New American, and we'll get your reaction to all of this in just a bit. But interestingly enough, as Bill Jasper says in his article, Engineering War in Iran, he talks about the thrust, the push for war by the same group of criminals and neocons that brought us the Iraq War. Under false pretenses, with false disinformation tactics, and total and complete phony intelligence. And he's telling us here in this article for this week that America backed the administration's call to go after al-Qaeda in Afghanistan after 2001. But in the immediate aftermath of 9/11, many Americans were not convinced of the need to go to war against Iraq. Everybody agreed Saddam was a, quote, bad guy. But that alone was not sufficient cause for invading Mesopotamia. So the Defense Department's Office of Special Plans cooked up the, quote, intelligence, unquote, deemed plausible to provide sufficient cause. The Office of Special Plans under the neocons Douglas Feith, Abram Shulsky, and Lawrence Larry Franklin came up with forged documents purportedly showing that Saddam was buying yellow cake uranium to build nuclear weapons. Together with other disinformation ploys, this proved, quote-unquote, the grave and imminent threat of Saddam's alleged WMDs. Secretary of State Colin Powell was given the task of presenting this fabricated evidence to the world in that now famous, or I guess you could say infamous, speech at the UN. So, the same neocon elements, ladies and gentlemen, of the Office of Special Plans, these Jewish Israelis, most of them, are behind the current intelligence cooking efforts to justify starting a war against Iran. Franklin has been sent to prison for spying for Israel. But Feith, Shulsky, and many of the original Office of Special Plans team remain in place. Most recently, the administration has put out the line that Iran is providing IEDs that the Sunni insurgents are using against American troops in Iraq. The White House and State Department are replaying the WMD inspection gambit with the UN and the International Atomic Energy Agency. It is totally parallel, said Philip Giraldi, a former CIA counterintelligence specialist, noting the administration's near-identical propaganda campaigns against Iraq and Iran. They're using the same dance steps, demonize the bad guys, under the pretext of diplomacy, keep out of the negotiations, use proxies. It is Iraq redux, as he says. And here the American public, I don't believe, want this war. I don't believe the American people feel threatened by Iran. But you know what George Bush has said? George Bush says he does not give a darn as to what the American people think. And he's proven that repeatedly, not just in foreign policy, but, of course, domestically as well. George Bush says he's the one that gets to make the decisions. He's the man, not the Constitution, not the Congress, but what he says goes, ladies and gentlemen. As the Scripture says, when we need princes, God will send us fools and evil men to rule over us. And Bush and his cronies who pull the strings behind George Bush are evil men. There's no question about that. These men are bloodthirsty, warmongering, criminal enterprisers who know that they can continue to fool and deceive the American public just as they did in World War I and II. Hopkins said it, the American people are too damn dumb to understand. Well, have they smartened up any? Have they wised up since then? That's a good question, and I want you to address that for me tonight. I want you to tell me whether or not we can, in fact, do anything about it, or whether we are doomed to see a war very shortly against the people of Iran, as we saw against the people of Iraq. And I'm going to take calls on that subject for a little bit, because it's too important to pass up. We can't help but marvel at the incredible, incredible parallels once again dovetailing within a short period of time onto the next war. The empire continues. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We shall return with your calls in just 3 minutes from now on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
All right, I'm back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. So the scenario that we have here from just a couple of sources, including the Russians, indicates that this attack is going to take place within a very short period of time. It'll last a day, and it will not be a total and complete attack that will destroy the entire country. It will be a very tactical, limited attack on the Iranians and their installations, supposedly. Now, the Russian weekly magazine by the name of Argumenti, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it right, says a military action will proceed during the first week of April, before Easter, and the Orthodox Catholic, if you will, or Orthodox Christian holiday, and Western opinion is expected to be on leave. It may also be that Iran has struck Friday the 6th, public holiday in the Muslim countries. According to the American diagram, it will be a striking of only, as I say, only one day, which will last 12 hours, 4 hours of morning to 16 hours of afternoon. The code name of the operation is to date, quote, English cock or bite. a score of Iranian installations should be touched with their number centrifugal machines of uranium enrichment, centers of studies, and laboratories. But the first block of the nuclear thermal power station of Bushehr will not be touched. On the other hand, the Americans will neutralize the DCA, will run several Iranian buildings of war in the Gulf, and will destroy key positions of command of the armed forces. As many measurements which should remove in Tehran, quote, any capacity to counterattack, Iran projected to run several tankers in the Straits of Hormuz with an aim of cutting the provisioning of international markets of oil and of striking with the Israeli Israel missile. The analysts affirm that strike them Americans will be launched from the island of Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean, as I've just said. So this is what is being projected from a couple of sources, and we could argue over whether or not it is more disinformation, it is accurate, or it is somewhere in between. Now we have the film industry, of course, typically working with the government to promote more warmongering amongst the American people. The film 300, of course, the 300 Spartans, is a classic example of that. And, you know, the business of the Greeks, if you will, in ancient Persia, is being projected with a vigorous mentality at promoting an idea of attack and counterattack. So the Spartan stand at Thermopylae becomes a pro-war political propaganda film that has just come out, just as we saw with the Four Feathers, actually, just the beginning, if you will, of the first war in Iraq. I don't mean the first original Persian Gulf War, but in March of 2003, the Four Feathers, a remake, of course, of remakes. That film had been made at least four different times. But here, the director, the Indian director of that film, had attempted to goad the audiences into accepting a warmongering posture in the name of liberation, which is what this movie, 300, basically tries to project onto its audiences, mostly young people in record numbers, as you probably have read. A vast number of young people going out to see this movie so that their minds will be affected, they'll be conditioned, and they'll be given this new patriotic fervor to go and liberate the world. Just as we, quote, liberated Czechoslovakia and Poland and Hungary, Romania, and the rest of Eastern Europe, the Baltics, in World War II, into slavery, into total and complete one-world control. Well, that's the idea here with this film. And it has grossed an incredible box office bonanza as well. And, of course, the whole point is that the Greeks in this movie faced an overwhelming enemy, overwhelming odds in defying the Persians. Now, the thing they don't, of course, tell you, because it's not a historical film, it's a propaganda film, as most films emanating from Hollywood obviously are, is that the Spartans themselves were not liberators. They were imperialists. They were conquerors. They conquered. They became an empire-type nation. And that's something that history will record very, very clearly. I guess they had arrived on the banks of the Eurotas River around 1100 B.C. They subjugated the Achaeans already living there, though this subjugation was mild in the beginning, typically. Then came the so-called reforms attributed to the great and probably mythical lawmaker Lycurgus. So they subjugated peoples, divided them into various factions, if you will, and continued to occupy. Now, that film here will not in any way reveal that type of history. So if you go there to see it as a historical film, you might as well go see Schindler's List. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on RBNLive.com. We shall return and take calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Sam, the lines are jammed, but I have to get clearance first and find out who our first caller is, and I'll do that when my producer Marcus tells me to do so. All right, Bob in Florida? Is that what you said? Hello? All right, Bob in Florida. Hello, you're on the program. Well, thank you. I do, too.
The things that I think we're all overlooking, you know, people don't believe in the government. People don't trust the government.
That's true.
But 250 years ago, James Madison, who was a political scientist, he was not a lawyer, he warned us. He said, if the effective control of all three separate branches of government get under the same hand's control, then we will have tyranny and oppression, and there will be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, you couldn't go to the Nazi party and say you're killing Jews. That was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and saying abusing the slaves. That's their purpose.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't go to Ku Klux Klan. You're saying abusing the blacks. That's their purpose. No, would you go to a corrupt legal system and saying we're getting abused in the system because that's their purpose.
Uh-huh.
The lawyers in this country, Rick,
yes,
taken over a single same hands control of all three branches of government, and the system of justice in the United States is you're innocent until proven broke. And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Today you got lawyer legislators making the laws, then you got lawyer judges adjudicating the laws, and then you got lawyer prosecuting enforcement.
Well, I, you know, to a certain extent, I can understand what you're saying, but I have to say that before the lawyers come another group of people, and you know who they are. It's the bankers.
Well, the bankers are there, but the bankers, see, they're all the universal, but the lawyers in this country have got a stranglehold on every single citizen. The average, you know, a few years ago, they took a survey in South Florida here, and they were quite concerned because it pointed out that less than 20% of the people in the lower part of the state of Florida ever go out and vote on a regular basis. That means roughly 80% of the people stay home. So the Department of Election went all around. They took a survey of all these people that stay home, and they said, why don't you go out and vote? You know, it's free of charge. The precincts are in your neighborhood. The precincts are open from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. I mean, you have free transportation to and from the polls by certain parties. You've got people give you time off work to go out and vote. You get paid when you go out and vote. You know, it's already at your convenience. Why didn't you go out and vote? And the standard answer was, it's like replacing Al Capone with Bugsy Malone. In other words, one set of crooks with another set of crooks.
Yes.
So people don't believe in the system. And you can lead a horse to water. You can never, ever make him drink.
Yeah, but as I said before, you can castigate the lawyers, and they need to be cleansed. As Lenin said, lawyers are the pests of society. Mm-hmm. And you can eliminate them, but you still got the issuance of debt to finance war, which then, of course, in turn reaps huge profits for those who lend the money. And until you've got a banking system running the governments of the world, until you deal with that, until you remove it, you will always have wars and continually have more wars and more wars.
You see, and I say this all with all due sincerity, Rick,
yeah,
there's nothing we can do to remove the bankers. In other words, you cannot, I mean, we're all small people, okay? We're all small people. And they got those that have the gold make the rules. That's the bottom line. But with the lawyers in this country, we can start to take back the government by stop voting for lawyers in public office. In the state of Florida, for example, Article 2, Section 3 of the state constitution says very plainly, you cannot be a member of two parts of government at the same time. In other words, if you're part of the judicial branch of government, mm-hmm. there you cannot be a member of the legislative executive.
Virtually every state constitution says the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. And the thing is, people are violating that 7 days a week. And when you tell people, don't vote.
Obviously, yes, that's
exactly.
true.
And so when people start to realize that they can do something to take back their government, they have to realize that you cannot have the same people making the laws, interpret laws, enforce laws, because you've already nullified the very cornerstone, which is separation of powers. And again, you know, this goes back. If people have a chance, there's a wonderful book out there. It's called The Federalist Papers. But it's a little hard to read, so people, you know, it's a little difficult to read. Merriam-Webster, the Webster Dictionary family, a few years ago when Newt Gingrich gave a speech to the Congress, and he said, this is the contract with America. And he said, I want all the incoming congressmen to read the Federalist Papers so you'll understand separation of powers, checks and balances, and find out what the Founding Fathers envisioned for the future of the country. There was a lady named Mary Webster. She was a professor of translation at the University of Iowa. She had been a student of history for many, many years. She had been an author. And her great-great-cousin was Noah Webster. Another great-cousin was Daniel Webster. Mm-hmm. Her grandfather had been the governor of Connecticut. His name was John Webster.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother's related to Miles Standish, one of the persons that signed the original Mayflower Compact. He said, you know, I'm going to do something for posterity. I'm going to translate those Federalist Papers at a grade 11 reading level so people can understand what separation of powers and checks and balances is all about. So right now we've got about 45,000 copies all over the country. Most of a lot of your private Christian schools, a lot of your homeschoolers are reading this book. I mean, a lot of your congressmen, the word is out that they're reading. We try to get a law passed here in the state of Florida to make sure that, you know, our students would read it and understand separation of powers and checks and balances, which we don't have in our government today. Well, believe it or not, the trial lawyers in the Senate, as soon as they saw this bill, I mean, they shot it down with a passion. I mean, their idea is keep the people dumb and stupid, give them enough Pepsi, Cola, potato chips, and television, and they keep the power they stole from the people. And this is one of the things that people, you know, it's a terrible, terrible injustice that we do to our children. I mean, Edmund Burke, a very prominent patriot in this country, said, for evil to prevail, it takes good men to do nothing. And when we see something wrong, this is something we all can do. We can all get involved. Get this book put out all over the country. Mm-hmm. If you care to look at our websites, I'd ask you to read our websites. Mm-hmm. One is called constitutionalguardians.com. That's the first website. We get emails from all over the world. People, Americans who have left the country, and they keep emailing us. They say, listen, if you guys get back to this form of government, we'll come back to the country.
Okay, Bob. Thank you very much.
The other one is a group of lawyers out there that have put another website together, and they agree with us that lawyers do not belong in public office. The website is called judicialaccountability.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ask people to look at that website, understand it, and we got anywhere from 9,000 to 10,000 readers a week from all over the world. And again, people keep emailing us, telling us, you know, let's clean up our act over here. Everybody can get involved.
Well, you ought to advertise. You ought to advertise here at RBN then. Spend a few bucks and put some ads on every day so people will do that. People will wake up and go to your websites. How's that? All right. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, I understand the point, obviously. And, you know, I am not going to agree with what you've just said, that all we have to do is get back in our states to our constitutions, our respective state constitution, eliminate the lawyers from making laws and the legal gridlock and grip that is imposed upon our legislative process. That's all well and good. I agree with that. But to think that that will solve the political problems and economic problems of this nation, I think, is a bit naive. Let's deal with a real problem, and that is the monetary system. As long as you have a totally evil, corrupt monetary system that is based upon nothing more than political and economic control, a monopoly, a granted, government-granted monopoly, you will never, never cease deficit spending, you will never cease monetary inflation, you will never cease wars, as long as it's profitable to those who own the banking system. That is where the rubber meets the road. All right, that's what you really have to address if you're going to begin to solve any of these problems. And I do think that a lot of people in America today, thanks to us and the Internet, are beginning to understand that. They are beginning to appreciate the fact that they've been getting fluff and lies and nonsense and pablum from the major media, so-called. And thanks to our efforts, they're beginning to understand that we have to knock off these institutions. We'll never be free. We'll never catch up like that rodent on a treadmill. Never be able to keep up with the cost of living as long as the monetary system is a fiat monetary system based on nothing but the printing press. So that's what we need to do, and we need to get them out, the bats out of the belfry. 1-800-313-9443. And right now I've been talking about this pending war against Iran next, and its projection to be a one-day war, and somehow we would be told this is going to be a clean operation. We're going to immobilize, and we're going to somehow deactivate the ability of Iran to respond. And do you believe that? Do you agree with that? Do you think it's going to be a pretty simple, clean-cut operation? 1-800-313-9443. The Illuminists, the evil ones that are running this foreign policy, the neocons from Israel, are in full confidence that they can pull it off. They can get away with it. They can snow the American public once again. Well, I was just reading Bob Chapman, who will be with us again in a couple of weeks, Lord willing, his, you know, statements. Now, I don't agree with some of his terminology, but here goes. He says, you cannot remain a democracy when you invade countries because they trade oil in currencies other than the dollar, and you cover their oil. You covet their oil. Wars foisted on the American population as wars against terrorism when terrorism doesn't exist. Wars built on lies. Yes, we are destroying our nation by creating a flat currency that is doomed to collapse. 35 years of monetary and fiscal profligacy. All we see is war, waste, corruption, consumerism, and speculation. We are at war to secure these oil supplies and to keep the dollar as the world's reserve currency. That is why faux terrorism was created. That is why the Illuminists created 9/11. The decline in oil and gas production from our friends in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, etc., has created a problem, and that is an alternative supply. Iraq is the last of the low-hanging fruit, a land where oil removal costs $1 a barrel. How do you like that? The North Sea production is declining, as is Mexico, the Alaskan slope, and Indonesia. Now, that's production, not resources he's talking about. So he says, here we go again. The Mexican government, $80 billion in U.S. treasuries, and it is about time they started selling them and started deep drilling for oil. That could be part of America's solution, but the elitists don't want that. The elitists intend to solve that by forming a North American Union by 2010. All right. Let me go to the phones now. Our next caller is none other than Charles in Tennessee. Hello, Charles.
Rick. I called you, I think, about 6 weeks ago or something like that. We talked about this. You had a guy in one night, and I asked you, and you asked him, and he didn't think we was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of funny how things change in 6 weeks.
Well, that's Bob Chapin's opinion, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there are others who agree with him and say that that might not be the case, and it still might not be, but I don't agree with that at all. My opinion is based on the evidence of the pattern here and the fact the blueprint calls for wars and continuous wars across the globe and across the Middle East first. This is obvious, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what I was sitting there, I was trying to, you know, tell you that night. You know, you've seen all them aircraft carriers and everything coming out there, and you can't think, with all the miles of ocean they got, why do you want to play war games in their backyard?
Well, you don't, because even if it were not a planned event, just one incident, an accidental incident, let's say, can trigger the war. So obviously it is there to provoke war, and these 15 British sailors that have been taken by the Iranians are the latest cannon fodder.
Iranian waters,
sure. It's an invasion of their territory.
I'm like with what you said earlier, too. You know, I don't think it's Russia anymore. Like you said, I still believe it's the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
And if Bush is stupid enough, and Congress is stupid enough to look the other way, I cannot help but see how this could not start World War III, because the Soviet Union is not for 1 minute going to look the other way when this happens.
Well, they're part of the matrix of control, and they know their role will be to counter the United States. And
exactly.
Either way, I mean, these leaders are all, I believe, bought and paid for and controlled by the Illuminati. That's major leaders, or they wouldn't be in these positions to begin with. Putin, I don't think, is any different, my friend. He's just as much a part of the matrix as is George Bush.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Good to hear from you. Charlie, rather. I'm sorry. 800-313-9443 is our number here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Uncensored Radio Free America. And we have Joe in Arkansas next. Hello, Joe. Yes, Joe.
Yes, hello, Rick.
Hi.
Yeah, you asked listeners to call in and talk about what we think the American people are going to do about this. And,
yeah, what are the American public going to do when George Bush and the neocons strike at Iran next?
I think they will go about their personal lives, and I don't think they'll pay any attention. From what I see, the American people, 99% of them at least, just do not pay any attention to anything except their personal life and personal business. And as I go around doing my business, and as I go around, you know, doing things, and I listen to what people are talking about, and nobody talks about anything except their personal life and personal business, and nobody talks to me about anything except their personal life and personal business, and if a political subject, something bigger subject comes up, I always have to be the one to bring it up. Nobody else will ever bring it up to me, and once in a long, long while, you do run into a person that has some interest in politics, and they're always a left-wing idiot that thinks that the Democrats are going to save us.
Unfortunately, much of what you say is verifiable. And it has been the case. But I would say that beyond just personal issues and personal trivial conversation, that entertainment and sports are indeed right at the top of the list, as it was in the Colosseum days of Rome.
Yeah.
That's
but what
a,
I would
that
say,
is another part of it, yes.
What I would say, though, is that if somebody like Bob Chapman or, you know, somebody that's really well-informed and good-hearted person and educated and can come up with a good, coherent look at this thing, you know, lays out an intelligent look at this thing, you know, most of the people, I'd say probably about 70% of the people will agree with it. But, you know, that's as far as they'll go. They'll agree with it. They'll say, yeah, that's right. But, you know, then they won't want to talk about it anymore, and they'll go back to the personal business.
Mm-hmm.
Won't want to try to do anything about it.
So do you feel then that if, in fact, this happens and the war begins, that it will be a protracted war, it will involve Russia and others, and it will get rather messy and continue to go from there to Syria, to perhaps even all the way to Saudi Arabia? Do you think that will be possible or probable?
Well, it looks to me like at some point this government is going to bite off more than it can chew. It looks to me like that's inevitable because it seems like what they're trying to do is fight more and more wars overseas and expand a foreign empire more and more and more on the foundation of a country which they are destroying economically, destroying agriculturally, destroying educationally, and destroying health-wise.
Absolutely.
I don't see how they can expect to maintain a worldwide empire on that kind of foundation.
It must collapse, indeed. And then the new world order can begin, right? All right, we'll be back. Thank you very much, Joe, for your call. We'll be back with more callers coming up in just 3 minutes right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America, True Alternative Radio.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Here we are. All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, here tonight, talking the real issues that you will not hear on any other network, but right here, that need to be discussed. And boy, we are discussing them. I have just scratched the surface. I haven't really gotten into the heavy guns yet. I've only begun to fight. But here we are talking about the next phase of this globalist Zionist war for oil in Israel to continue throughout the Middle East. Again, attacking nations that have never attacked the United States. And only evil men will do that. They have to be totally evil and despotic, as Dick Cheney is, and, of course, George Bush is, and Mr. Fife and Mr. Kagan and his brother, and Larry Franklin, who is in jail, but still part of that ring that's directing things. What a sham. What a joke. Jonathan Pollard, they're still seeking his release from prison. And George Bush may yet release Jay Pollard, the Jewish spy in America for Israel, who was paid handsomely to betray America. Let's take another call. Ernie in Virginia. Hello, you're on the program, Ernie.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
You've covered a lot of ground tonight. I agree with your points, as usual, about the banking system, fiat currency, rational expectations. When you don't have positive expectations about the future, fiat money will collapse. But more importantly, in the discussion tonight with Iran, if we cannot succeed in Iraq with the pitiful number of troops that we sent there to occupy a country with 170,000 troops, 50,000 mercenaries, and we struggle there, how can we begin to attack Iran unless we want to turn it into just level the whole country with a nuke attack? But the Russians have warned us repeatedly, don't go there. And Bob Chapman's latest international forecaster, the midweek issue, he talks about the new Russian Sizzler.
Yes. I didn't even get into that, yeah.
Yeah, that missile called the SSN-27B, which accelerates to 3 times the speed of sound, flying 33 feet off the surface. We have no defense against that missile. We have 2 aircraft carrier task force there. We could lose thousands of our Navy personnel. We could lose thousands of our Army. But is the real plan, Rick, to take out our Army? To destroy a military?
Well, let me put it this way to you, Ernie. Let me ask you, do you really think that George Bush and these criminals that run this regime in Washington, do you think they really care how many Americans die?
Oh, not at all. They work for the New World Order. That is, they want a U.N. government here. They don't want a U.S. government. That's why we had the Mexican invasion, 20 to 30 million illegals. We can't enforce anything, can't close the borders down despite the so-called war on terror. We have all these fronts, and now we have, for example, in the city of Los Angeles, perhaps 200,000 gang members with all kinds of weapons. I've been reading about police officers. They can't take it anymore, moving to Idaho, leaving L.A.
Do you know it's so bad in L.A. that there's literally piles of excrement on the street?
Well, absolutely. But
these scumbags and these filth peddlers that have come here illegally are depositing everything everywhere, just like they do in Mexico, because they're trash and sewage. And George Bush calls them our guests. He calls them our guests. I mean, this man is you know, was it Rita said the other night? He's our Nero. Can you stand by and continue?
Yes,
all right, stay where you are, Ernie. Hour number 2 coming right up on the Wednesday night edition of the program. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Join us.